do one.
10th parak of Menachah, 7th Mishnah. Which grains are bound by the laws of Chodesh that need the Omer to permit them? Which is a chitin, wheat, v'soyrim, barley, kusmin, shibadashul, v'shipon. That's spelt in oats and rye. Chayovim, all these five mini dogim, five types of grains, the chay b'chalav, if you make a dough out of them, you have to take off chalav if it's the right size, mistafim zemzeh, if the dough is made partially of this min, let's say part of wheat, partially of barley, as long as you have some total of the different types of grains in one dough and has a full size, they combine. Asum b'chodesh from the Pesach, you're not allowed to eat these new grains before Pesach. You're not allowed to harvest them before you bring the korban omer, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. If you planted them before the omer and they took root, even though the grain did not grow, it's a little plant that you can barely see, still the omer is matirim. It's considered yoshon as long as it started growing and took root before the korban omer. Anything that was planted after that point or did not take root yet at the time of that growers, korban omer would be chodesh, and you have to wait v'imlav, which is the thing that did not take root at the time of the second day of Pesach, asur matcha yovei oimer habo, they'll be also till the oimer of the next year.